Welcome to the class. This is Reading and Writing for College Students, and this is a new class for you and for us. It's a class of the Christian Leaders Institute. We wanted to introduce you to what we will be doing. So let me minimize the screen here a little bit so I can both see better. Reading and Writing for College Students is the name of the class. The description is, the course has been designed to assist you, the CLI student, in your development of college-level reading strategies, critical comprehension skills, and reading efficiency. And you, as a CLI student, in your development of college-level writing skills and strategies with an emphasis on academic writing. This course includes critical comprehension skills, vocabulary development, and reading efficiency. Our goal for you in this class is that to develop you, the CLI students, skills and strategies to read textbooks and to write papers in order to develop study and learning abilities to enhance your thinking and to improve your written communication. And these are the objectives that the things you should have learned by the time you get done through this class. You will learn to determine the student's own thinking about your reading. You'll learn to engage in the process of reading better. You'll learn to identify the text important ideas. You'll learn to activate intellectual skills. You'll learn to develop basic writing strategies such as research, planning, summarizing, organizing, avoidance of plagiarism, plagiarism being copying of someone else's work and claiming it was yours, referencing and proofreading. You will learn to engage with basic elements of writing, including argument and discussion, cause and effect, definitions, and styles. You'll learn to pursue the economy of language. You'll be precise and clear and concise with your and academic in your vocabulary and your word choice. You'll learn to structure and develop an academic paper, to organize the document, have the proper transitions in it, implement data, and how it should look in the display in the end. And finally, you're going to learn to respect the APA citation format, and you'll learn what that is later on. These are the different units of the class. The first unit will be the process of reading. The second will be the process of understanding. The third, the process of learning. The fourth, the process of critical thinking as it relates to reading. The fifth, the process of building critical thinking as it relates to reading. And sixth, the process of studying as it relates to reading. The next units up to 12 will then focus on writing. The seventh unit is the process of writing. The eighth is the process of communicating. The ninth is the process of writing college papers. Unit 10 is when the critical thinker writes. Unit 11 is critical writing. And then the final unit will be some further considerations looking at especially rhetoric as it relates and how we relate to apologetics and evangelism. So though that in short is what you're going to be covering, of course it's a whole lot longer, but that's in short. We also finally wanted to say thank you and acknowledge this Upsplash website where many of our graphics came from. So in the interest of full disclosure of where we got most of these images from, it is this website, which has free to use available graphics. You're probably wondering by this time, who is this crazy person talking? Well, my name is Sky Pike. That's Skyler there is how it's actually pronounced. I'm actually a scientist. I have a PhD in biochemistry. I'm a university professor. But I love the Word of God. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. I have followed him all my life. I have been a lay preacher. I have been a Sunday school teacher to various ages. I have been junior church leader multiple times, children's club leaders. Most of my life has been spent in some type of ministry in the church. And on top of that, I have been able to, in my educational years, especially been able to speak with many, many people about Christ through just casual conversations. And my truly interest in them and interest in that they might know Jesus Christ. And now I'm going to introduce to you my lovely wife. And I will let her continue to introduce herself.
Hi, you might also be wondering, what is she doing there? Well, I was waiting for him to finish on this introduction for this class, this whole course of 12 units and 3 lessons for each unit. I am Gabriela Tijerina Pike. I hold a PhD in New Testament Studies, and I work for CLI, actually. I have the privilege and the honor to meet all the wonderful people at CLI and the wonderful students as well. So I work mainly for the Spanish program. As you can tell my pronunciation, yes, I am Mexican, and I enjoy working for CLI and preparing several courses in Spanish and some other things, working also for the CLI English program. And Wally De La Fuente invited me to prepare this course because I prepared it in Spanish as well. It was a whole course encouraging our students to learn and improve the skills of reading and writing. And it was a good course, so I was invited to prepare it in English. And I was preparing all this material because as a seminary professor that I am, and as a writer, I am myself as well, I know how we Christians need this material, these skills to be developed. But then I thought, okay, this material will be much better if an English native speaker teaches it, instructs with it, and brings to the table all the background of English that will help the reader to read better, to improve, and the English writer to write in English. So I then invited my husband to discuss the material. We were approved to present this material, and he will be mainly your instructor, but I had the privilege to prepare for the class and discuss with him all the content. And then you have one course for the price of one. two instructors for the price of one, because
instructors.
Two instructors, because he will bring to the table as a university professor, he will bring to the table his knowledge and his experience. And I, as a seminary professor, will bring also what us as Christian leaders need to be to receive to serve the church and to expand the kingdom of Christ. So we have prepared this course in with these two sides of the spectrum. We hope that you enjoy it. We hope that you review the material, and we have prepared with all our heart for you to go farther, further, and farther, and faster.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for all your paying attention. Thank you in advance for your patience. Thank you in advance for all your effort that you are going to put in reading the material that we are planning for you, preparing for exams by checking that material, doing exercises, and of course, watching the videos and take notes and study and think and think and think. That is what we want. Is you will see through the units how we have a strong emphasis in that as you read and as you write. Well, here it is, the material. I don't have much to say, but just to invite Sky to pray for all of us that we will be ready in this journey of 12 units. Okay, Sky?
Okay, thank you, honey. I appreciate it. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful for the chance to learn. We're thankful for the fact that you created us. We're thankful for the fact that you gave us your word so we might know you better than what we could see in just the creation itself. Thank you for sending us Jesus Christ, your eternal word that died, buried, and rose again for us, Lord. We want to become people that reason together correctly through the scriptures, that study to show ourselves approved to God so that we, as your workmen, will never be ashamed of your gospel and of the message that you have. Father, as we go through this, help our words to be plain and clear. Help them to be understood and simple. May you work through my mouth as I speak so that I speak clearly and plainly and boldly. And may you work in the ears and minds of the listeners so that they hear well and correctly. And may all that we do in this be honoring and glorying to you, Father. I pray specifically for those that are taking this course. I ask, Lord, that you would show them new parts of their abilities and understandings that they did not know were there. I pray that as they are struggling and wrestling with how to do the material correctly and to your honor and glory, Father, that they will develop new pathways in their brains that will bring new ways of thinking, new ways of understanding that are still holding true to the orthodoxy of the scripture, but are bringing them to more clearly see the promises of you have given us in your word, Lord, the promises of eternal life in Jesus Christ, and that as they go out as Christian leaders into their churches, into their neighborhoods, into their cities, into their states, into their countries, that, Lord, you will use each of them to bring honor and glory to your name, and that you will use each of them to further your kingdom so that when they get in your presence, they will hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." We know, Lord, that you are able and exceedingly great, a God above gods, the creator, redeemer, sustainer of this world. And we know, Lord, with full confidence and trust in you, that what you have ordained and what you have decreed will be and shall be revealed and fulfilled. Help us, Lord, to walk in that plan that you have laid out for us in the scripture by the power of the Holy Spirit. With the love of Christ and with the love of you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.
Amen. See you then.
We'll see you. God bless.
God bless.